First the infant, mewling and puking in the nurse's arms. Then the whining schoolboy, with his satchel and his shining morning face, creeping like a snail unwillingly to school. Then the lover, sighing like a furnace with a woeful ballad made to his mistress' eyebrow. Then a soldier, full of strange oaths and bearded like the part of jealous in